Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? It is AEW and NXT head-to-head tonight, Dynamite Title Tuesday, as well as NXT on CW Tuesday. So we got lineups for both shows. We'll tell you what's on them and thoughts on this whole head-to-head battle here. Of course, the Dynamite show is leading towards the Saturday pay-per-view in Tacoma. I'll be there. A lot of big matches announced for WrestleDream. And it's interesting because the original WrestleDream was all about AEW New Japan. And really not about that this time. It's just another pay-per-view. So we'll tell you about the lineup. We've also got a lot of notes on a lot of different things. Janelle Grant has a request to WWE, which I don't think that they're going to jump at the opportunity to deal with. Tony Khan is assisting Hurricane Helene relief efforts. And there's another one coming. And we're going to talk about that because it's affecting literally wrestlers in both companies in a lot of different ways. We got the CM Punk update from last night. Appears he's going to be heading out for a while. And we've also got updates on Goldberg ratings from this past weekend. Holy smokes. This collision rating going up against SmackDown and UFC was not pretty at all. And of course, we have the Raw report from Monday night. The first two-hour Raw in 12 years, 2012. So it'll be 12 years. And it was enjoyable, but also, they got work to do. Back in a moment, we'll talk about it all. Observer Live.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
responsibly.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio. Radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Yet another disaster, literal disaster, in the middle of occurring here. Now we have Hurricane Milton, and this on the heels of Hurricane Helene. And the thing with Milton is, Whitney went to school in Tampa, went to Eckerd, and every year it was hurricane season. And I remember always hearing about it. Don't worry about it. Hurricanes never hit Tampa. I was like, what? And in fact, in the last 100 years, no hurricane has ever hit Tampa. It's like just misses it every single time for 100 years. And now it is looking like the streak is likely over. Milton is on its way, likely to Tampa. And I think the mayor of Tampa literally said, if you're in an evacuation area and you do not leave, not you may die, you will die. And so, obviously, this is affecting, you know, many of the wrestlers that live in and around Tampa and Orlando. And apparently, the Orlando airport is going to shut down tonight for 3 days, which means all of the wrestlers who are working the NXT show are not going to be able to get home. They're going to be stranded in St. Louis for quite a while. And I know, because I've talked to people there, that there are wrestlers who, man, they're down there buckling down and they've got no gas and there's gas shortages everywhere. And it's a bad situation. So all the best to everybody down there, hoping for the best. And obviously, if you're in the area, go online and find out where shelters are. If you're being told to evacuate in Tampa, get out of there. And I guess we just cross our fingers because it's not looking good.
Not a whole lot to really add to that. Just a sad situation, especially coming on the heels of the last hurricane that caused so much damage, and people are, it's going to take years to recover from that in some places, and just amazing strength. And for somebody that lives in a different area on the coast, it's always a concern every year. And then these two this year have been just brutal, absolutely brutal. So all the best to everybody down there.
12 to 15 feet of flooding is possible. 12 to 15 feet. Yeah.
And what people end up kind of forgetting about after the initial hit is all of the Back Bay flooding and all of that tide that stays backed up and over. It's just, It's absolutely brutal, and it's terrible. It's, again, you see what's going on now with them cleaning up after the last one, and now this one is, again, historic in its size and its strength, hitting when it will.
Tony Khan is assisting in efforts, Hurricane Helene relief efforts. Adam Copeland, a guest on Busted Open Tuesday, discussed the storm's impact. They live in Asheville, North Carolina. Mentioned that Tony has provided the Asheville Police Department with stealth Starlink devices to assist in locating people displaced by the storm. Dak said it took one ask. Tony didn't hesitate, has helped beyond this. He made a $10,000 donation to Cash Wheeler's GoFundMe. Beth Phoenix posted a message alerting fans that the couple and their family are safe. Several days, no cell phones, no power, no water, limited gas and travel, finally getting our feet back on the ground. So it's crazy, absolutely crazy right now. The other thing we need to talk about before we get into the frivolity of wrestling, lawyers representing Janelle Grant asking WWE to release former or current company employees and contractors from non-disclosure agreements. The waiving or non-enforcing of these NDAs would allow other potential victims with similar accusations to come forward. Grant's team emailed the request to WWE attorneys on Monday evening, as well as lawyers representing Vince McMahon, John Laurinaitis. As of this writing, they have not received a response. You don't say. If WWE and its parent company Endeavor are serious about parting ways with Vince McMahon and the toxic workplace culture he created, their executives should have no problem with releasing former WWE employees from their NDAs, said Ann Callis in a statement. She's the attorney of Janelle Grant. This is the first step to rehabilitating a company that covered up decades of sexual assault and human trafficking. So, I don't expect them to comply. It is, I guess, a PR win for Janelle because, you know, she's said, hey, this would be a good thing to do and this would go a long way and they ain't going to do it. I shouldn't say they're not going to do it. I'll just say I'd be very, very surprised if they released everybody from their NDAs. And we also don't know a lot of other things about these NDAs, like, you know, which were signed, which were between Vince and individuals. Was the company involved in it all or any of these? I actually don't know. So I guess we'll find out more, but that's what they requested, and I don't think they're going to get it.
Well, no, I would doubt they're not going to do it without pressure coming from somewhere. I know the case that's been pointed out has been after Matt Lauer was fired from NBC, that any NDAs that were signed, they went ahead and released those women to go ahead and, you know, do what they wanted to do and say what they wanted to say. So I guess it would open it up to, you know, more legal action against not only Vince, but WWE and John Laurinaitis, you know, who cannot be forgotten about in any of this stuff.
So we had a pay-per-view this past weekend, the WWE Bad Blood pay-per-view. And it was Saturday, and they ran a WWE pay-per-view and a UFC pay-per-view back-to-back. And obviously, since everything is under the TKO umbrella, they literally ended the WWE pay-per-view with the announcers telling us to please go watch UFC now. So, obviously, you had a long block of programming, WWE and UFC. And as a result, Collision was destroyed in the ratings. 268,000 viewers, a 40% drop from the previous week. And they did a 0.05 in 18 to 49, which is 62% down from last week, and the second lowest that they have ever done in any time slot, that being different days, different times. It was a taped show, but that doesn't mean anything. And just brutalized. So, you know, not really a story here other than this is exactly what we have speculated for a while. You know, when people go, you know, what was the big change with AEW and why is it not doing as well? The answer is it's not doing as well because a lot of people started watching AEW because WWE sucked. And when WWE improved, they're watching WWE again. And so if there is an AEW show and a WWE show head-to-head, I mean, AEW's they ain't watching that show. They're going to watch the WWE show. And that's what happened here. It happens all the time, too. So, I mean, you can argue all sorts of things about this and that, but you cannot argue that one of the big issues with AEW today is that WWE is better and people are choosing to watch WWE pay-per-views over an AEW TV show. And it was quite a hit this week. 0.05, 18 to 49. That's a rough number.
Yeah, that's got a lot to do with it. And the fact that they're not churning out stars that people believe that are stars. There are people that lost faith in them, like real fans of AEW that for some reason or another have lost faith and have walked away from it. Football in the fall, you know, that was a thing. We saw it, CM Punk, and we saw the numbers start to fall once football started. Then we saw them take a hit with WWE running pay-per-views and PLEs on the same day. And now we're kind of where we're at. Now we know what it is. It's at best a 500,000 viewer show when football's taking place, and now about a 250,000 show when a pay-per-view's taking place.
Back in a minute with more Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So tonight's a head-to-head battle. It's kind of weird this time. It's like WWE took, you know, they got Randy Orton on the show, and they announced that Jey Uso will appear. And Bianca and Jade are there in a six-person. But in general, it is mostly an NXT, just a regular NXT show with the NXT roster. And actually, there's... Nah, I shouldn't say that. Grayson Waller and Austin Theory also defending the tag team titles. It's a mixed show. You know, it's got a lot of main roster talent on the show. But it's not like, you know, got Becky Lynch there or Cody Rhodes or anything. We'll see what Randy means in that Javon Evans match. But AEW is just, they've got a show. It's like they didn't stack it or, you know, throw out all of the biggest stars or anything like that. And they are airing an hour later. Dynamite's going 9 to 11. And NXT's going 8 to 10. So they got 1 hour head-to-head. I guess probably Dynamite will try and do a long overrun. Although, have you guys been following the... I know I certainly have. These overruns do not help Dynamite. They hurt Dynamite. The half-hour overrun that they did last week had a precipitous fall in numbers, and the show would have done significantly better if it had just been 2 hours. The extra half-hour hurt the show. So we'll see what they do in terms of an overrun here. But this kind of just feels like, you know, we're head-to-head. We're going to do the best we can, but it's not something... You know, NXT's on the CW. It's a network anyway, so it's not even really a fair comparison. But Dynamite has Danielson and Wheeler versus Claudio and Pac. Mercedes defending both titles against Emi Sakura, who has not had a win since April of 2023. We got Mariah May. The winner of this match will face her at WrestleDream. Britt Baker versus Willow Nightingale. It's a number one contenders match. We have Hologram versus Commander. They're going to wrestle each other, which should at least be great. And they've announced that Jay White will appear and be very tan. The program here tonight. And then for NXT, we got Randy Orton and Javon Evans. A singles match. See what happens. We got Omafemi defending the North American title against Tony D. Nathan Frazier and Axiom versus Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. We got Bianca, Jade, and Kalani versus Fallon, JC, and Jasmine. Trick Williams will address the NXT universe. We will hear from Cora Jade and Roxanne, which is different from addressing the universe, apparently. And Jey Uso will appear, and Sexy Red will perform. God bless Sexy Red. But... watch her open up Raw last night.
Well, they kept it short at least.
Holy smokes. Holy smokes. Anyway, that's our head-to-head battle coming up here tonight.
Not necessarily moved by either one, but, you know, if you're AEW, you really can't worry about what's taking place on the CW and any stops that got pulled out by NXT before the show. Don't worry about that. Just worry about making your show tonight the best it can possibly be. Because if people are going to watch NXT live and then just turn off wrestling for the night, do something that makes them want to watch it so you get those plus three DVR ratings afterwards. You know, I mean... you can't do anything right now anyway. You'll be trumped by something that WWE or NXT does. So go out and do the best show you have. I'm surprised that you have not once again laced them for daring to run the second biggest city in the state of Washington.
I was just waiting.
Okay, because, I mean, I got to be honest. I mean, isn't, like, Gonzaga there? Isn't, like, Washington State University out there? Like, in theory, at this time of year, before the weather got bad with all of those college kids around, like, that is kind of what you would want. But, Maybe not in this case, you know. But the thing is, if they would have run Seattle or Tacoma, or Seattle, I guess in this case, since the pay-per-view's in Tacoma, I mean, they're having a hard enough time drawing that. So where would this show have been and drawn any better, frankly?
Anywhere.
Like where? Give me a place.
Everett. Let's see where they're at. Okay, this was
so
this,
Everett,
this
Everett
was five.
Where?
This was 5 days
Wait,
ago.
Everett's a suburb of Seattle, right?
Okay, hold on. Can I explain Washington since I live here? So,
Jesus Christ,
they've sold 1,200 tickets for Spokane. Okay, the AEW wrestlers are burying Spokane.
WrestleTix has 1,729.
Oh, they're 17 now. Okay,
their last update.
That's still the lowest I think the Dynamite's done since the pandemic.
Buddy, there's 6,400 for a pay-per-view over on your side.
6,400 minus 1,700. So they've drawn an additional 5,000 on this side of the mountain.
So what would you rather have? What would you rather have? The pay-per-view or the TV show? Because you can't have both because they couldn't draw to both, Brian. So
you realize they've done both a year ago, and they did significantly better than they're doing
ago,
now.
A year ago, where are they at? Where were they at then?
They were here.
And how well did they draw compared to how they're drawing a year later everywhere?
So now I have to go back through my email. I can do this
during the
break.
I'm sorry. Listen. You've been ranting about this for a week about how this place
okay,
sucks.
Okay, can I talk about it?
Sure.
Nobody is going to Spokane from the Seattle metro area.
Who asked them to?
Where are they drawing from in Spokane?
Is it the 600,000 people in the colleges that are there?
In Spokane? Nobody is going from Spokane. Same thing. You told me, why are you so upset about Kennewick? This Kennewick thing. Remember Kennewick? Dude, WWE couldn't sell tickets to Kennewick. They canceled the show.
Well, that
I don't have any idea.
Is that not a C show?
Why they run on that side of the state? Who is drawing over there? WWE isn't drawing over there. Clearly, Dynamite is not drawing over there. They could run in Everett. They could run in Kent at the Showwear Center or whatever it's called over there. You know, they could run at the Tacoma Dome Exhibition Hall or whatever.
Seattle. Do you think that they would feel as though they were cannibalizing any of those places because those same fans are the ones they want to draw to the pay-per-view?
Bro, I would have gone to Dynamite if it were in the Seattle metro area. I would have gone to both shows. I did last year. A lot of my friends did last year. Nobody is going to Spokane. We're not going over this mountain. You have to literally go over a mountain range to get to the other side of the state. It's rainy. It's miserable. I'm not driving over a mountain for 2.5 hours to go to the other side of the state. And based on the numbers, nobody else is either.
But isn't it a TV show that was for that area where they were trying to draw from that area and from those colleges? I mean,
nobody does. That's my point. WWE canceled the show in Kennewick because nobody was going. That's a Tri-Cities area, Kennewick. Nobody went. Nobody bought tickets. So why aren't you running in the Seattle metro area, which you have done before? And I think last year they did like 4,000. For Collision and whatever. I'll look.
Right before a pay-per-view?
Yes! I was there! They're doing terrible this year because they're in Spokane. I don't know why. Could have done fine in Everett. You could have done Everett in Tacoma. They're literally far enough away where some people can choose to go one or the other if they want to. If you want to go both, you can go to both. They're an hour apart, Tacoma and Everett. Both on this side of the mountain. It's a straight shot down I-5 if you want to do both. And if you don't, you can pick one or the other.
Tony, he doesn't appreciate you. Put it in Portland and in Vancouver next time.
More people would drive to Portland and Vancouver than are going to drive to Spokane.
Would you drive to
Jared's
Portland?
Here shaking the thing up. And he's agreeing with me because he also lives here. I'm telling you. Why are we arguing about where I live? Jiminy Christmas.
This has been a thing. Now it's all built up to tonight where they're finally at. You've been complaining about this nonstop for weeks here and just completely dissing all of those people over there in
Spokane. I got Chris here as well. The Seattle wrestling fans would have gone to both shows. Nobody is going to Spokane. It's ridiculous.
Really?
Thank you.
Because not enough of them. Not enough of them seem to be going and buying tickets for this pay-per-view.
This person says Portland would get more people from Seattle than Spokane. You're right.
Well, rally up your friends and try to get more than 6,400 into that pay-per-view by the time Saturday rolls around.
Hey, listen, 6,400 for the pay-per-view is not like gangbusters, but like that's fine. There's 6,400 people. There's 1,700 in Spokane.
Brian, here's the other thing, though, too, when it comes to that attendance for the TV. I mean, take the special shows out of it, and even they have had trouble drawing. Where are they drawing more than 2,500 people in a lot of cases for a lot of these shows? I mean, they're not drawing at all very well anywhere that they go.
Let's see what we got here. That presale code.
And if that, and here's the thing too, if 1,500 more people bought tickets from Seattle and went to a show, what would the rent be on that building in comparison? Is it even worth bothering to do then in that case?
I don't know.
Well, find out the rents.
I know they had to rent a building to draw 1,700 in.
Yeah, but is that a lot? You complain about them not running Climate Pledge, but can they afford to run Climate
Pledge? So Climate Pledge Arena last year. Climate Pledge Arena last year, they did 9,000. Oh, wait, no, they did 6,700. So essentially what they're doing this year. Hold on. Back in a moment, I'll get these numbers. Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, I have your numbers here for you. So, last year, WrestleDream did 6,771. That's virtually the exact same amount as they've sold for WrestleDream this year. Almost exactly the same. So you can't say that interest in this area is up or down. It's exactly the same, okay? This year, they're running their collision show in Spokane, and they've sold apparently 1,700 tickets. Last year, they ran collision in Seattle the day before, and they did 4,215. The same city the day before, 4,215. Now they've gone over the mountain to Spokane, and they've drawn 1,700. So explain to me why they didn't run Tacoma, Everett, Kent, Bellevue, anywhere on this side of the mountain, knowing last year, the night before, in the same city, they did 4,200 for collision.
Because in every city that they've gone to since, things have fallen. And maybe they had a real concern with having two shows to a TV and that show close together in Seattle on that side. And they rolled the dice and decided, okay, we're going to go to the second biggest city in the state and roll the dice and try that. To lace them for that, I don't think, under the circumstances, is like, to me, hammering them on that is a little much. And to me, again, is it worth going to then over there run when you don't know what you're going to draw, spend a lot more money on a building for rent than they're probably spending for tonight, and doing that all off of, as you see, all of your trends falling? You know, let's go ahead and do that and bet that we're going to get the exact same as last year, even though everywhere we've gone, things have actually gotten worse. So to kill them, to me, to run that area is, in hindsight, obviously, it was the wrong decision.
Yes, but you know what?
Them for it,
here's the problem.
And then to say, well, we're not going over there. Nobody asked you to make that drive to go over there. They were trying to draw from there, Brian.
Here's the problem,
Mike. You
made
it about you from Jump Street.
No, here's the problem. I live here, okay?
I know, you made it about you from Jump Street.
You keep saying in hindsight. This isn't in hindsight.
I didn't keep saying in hindsight.
Yes, you did.
You said, in hindsight. I just said, yes, after this, in hindsight, yes, they probably should have been tried somewhere else.
Okay, but here's a problem. It's not hindsight. I told you they weren't going to draw in Spokane.
I know.
I told you they weren't going to draw in Kennewick, and they did it, and they canceled the show.
I told you because I live here, and I know
no one's going to shows on that side of the mountain. I don't care if you're WWE. I don't care if you're AEW.
You made it about you. You weren't going.
It is about me because I live here. And I told you guys those shows weren't going to draw, and they didn't.
And you never.
It's not in hindsight.
You never really explained why, or like talked about any of the rent or any of the.
I told you why going in.
It sucks.
Nobody goes to the shows. They just don't. Should I find out what Kennewick drew the last time before they canceled? Must I?
Well, now, Kennewick was also, put that in context, it was a WWE-like Sunday C show, was it not?
Kennewick, WWE, had sold 1,800 tickets. They canceled it.
What was
this? This was supposed to be, let's see. This was supposed to be a show on September 14th, a month ago. They canceled it. Long in advance because they were selling no tickets. I could find other shows on that side of the mountain. They never draw. I don't know why no one listens to me.
You furiously type in the key. I, everybody should listen to you all of the time.
Well, if you know what? If they did,
you're
they'd
a sage
be, they wouldn't have drawn 1,700. They'd have gone to Seattle and done a good 3,000. Because, dude, 80% of the people that went to WrestleDream last year also went to Collision because it was in the same city the night before. Now, 0% are going to Collision because no one's going to Spokane, and they only drew 1,700 in Spokane. So I don't know why this is even an argument. I mean, it's factual what happened here. So now let's talk about Raw. Because here's another one. I don't think the show is better at 2 hours. I like that it's 2 hours. I don't want to watch a 3-hour show. But I watched this show, and by the time it was over, I realized they got a lot of work to do to figure out how to make a 2-hour Raw. Because the thing that nobody talked about when we were discussing Raw moving to 2 hours, all we talked about was how great it was and how the rating is going to be up because they're getting rid of the low-rated third hour. But what we didn't talk about is that every year when they do that draft, they draft 2-1 to Raw. So the Raw roster is significantly larger than the SmackDown roster. And so SmackDown has no problem doing a 2-hour show. They got a limited roster. But now all of a sudden you've got a Raw show with 1/3 more talent. And in order to get all of your stuff on the show and make sure you've got certain people and et cetera, they had to rush all sorts of stuff. We had a 5-minute Intercontinental title match. There has not been a 5-minute main title match on a WWE program since the heyday of Vince losing his mind, 2018, 2019. I mean, I just watched it, and I mean, it was fine. I was glad it was 2 hours, but the 3-hour show was a better show in terms of utilizing talent and giving people time to do their matches. So we'll see what happens next week. But this was very clearly an extremely rushed show.
I'm giving them a week of grace because it was absolutely way too much packed into that tight a window anymore of 2 hours long. But, you know, they had to have a women's match on the show, I guess. That's why the 10-woman tag was on there. That didn't need to be on there. You could have saved some time that way and extended some time to the Intercontinental title match. But okay, I get that. But then again, if you're going to have that 10-woman women's match, maybe you could have cut back on some of the other pre-tapes and stupid segments that you had. They had to hype NXT, so you got a goofy Adam Page, Ava, and Sexy Red segment. So again, I'll give them a week to kind of work out the, you know, nuts and bolts of that. Although, frankly, you know, that should have been something that should have been tighter, but we'll see what happens next week. But if you're going to have, it looks like it's going to be a nothing more than a 4-match show every time out, because there is so many, there's so much when it comes to interviews and backstage packages and vignettes that they're going to want to air, that 4 looks like that's going to be it.
You know, sometimes I see her and I talk and it's like nobody's listening. Lucha Gato here says, somehow it's the same people making SmackDown that forget how to do a 2-hour show. I'm not going to repeat the entire thing again, but did you not listen to a word I said? They have 1/3 more talent that they need to now squeeze into a 2-hour show. That's a problem. In fact, this is also one of the things about Dynamite. Look at the Dynamite roster. That roster is gigantic. So when you're doing a 2-hour show every week, that's why you don't tune in every week and know who's going to be on the show, because every single week it's going to be different. Okay? SmackDown could literally advertise nothing. Nothing. And I could write down a list of people that I think I'm going to see on SmackDown, and I will see every single one of them. Okay? I could do the same thing on Raw when it was 3 hours. But now, when you've got X amount of talent and you've lost an hour on Raw, I can't do that. I don't know who's going to make Raw now, because not everyone can make Raw because you had to cut an hour out. It's the same thing with Dynamite. So the fact is, and somebody asked me today, they go, is this like, do you think that Dynamite and or AEW and WWE are held to a different standard in terms of things? And the answer is, well, yeah, they kind of are. Because the AEW audience expects something different from the WWE audience. The AEW audience wants great wrestling matches, okay? That's what they want. I mean, I'm sure they want more, but like, you need to advertise a bunch of great matches for people to watch the show. The WWE audience is not about great wrestling matches. They want to see the stars, and they want to see the storylines. And if you know on SmackDown that you are going to see certain stars without fail every week, and certain storylines will be followed up on every show, You don't have to advertise everything, but it's different for Dynamite. Why are you laughing now?
I can imagine you at like 7:50 Pacific time with your notepad out going, I can't even figure out. It's only 2 hours. Who's going to be on here? I need to make my list.
Bro, that's what they have to do. They have to do that now. Do you realize that with what they had advertised, they were concerned that we must have women on this show? But there's an hour left, and so what they did was they took 10 women and put them together in a completely random 10-person tag. I don't know why it was booked. And it was like they just gave them 7 minutes to do a match. Somebody pinned somebody that had nothing to do with anything, and that was their getting women on the show. That would not have happened with an extra hour because they would have had something for Pure Fusion Collective. And your favorite team, Kaden and Katana. But they had to cut an hour out, so, well, throw 10 women in a tag. We'll get the women on TV somehow.
Well, hopefully.
That's what they did.
The next match that they throw out there with women, hopefully it's actually got some consequence to it and some focus to it. You can make the same case as to why did they really need, then, in that case, to have Raquel and Liv and Dom pull up just to turn around and Dom make faces, get in the Jeep, and leave again. Why did they need Karrion Kross? Which, you know, that's why we used to have a Velocity and a Heat and other things like that for anything that's taking place with that whole situation. So, yeah, they need to trim the fat out of that show. And there are going to be some people who are upset that some of their favorite stuff is not featured or some of their favorite players are not featured. But I have a feeling that Drew McIntyre will be there. You know, Seth Rollins will be there. Gunther will be there. There'll be enough people there where everything will probably sort itself out. And then everything can flip all back over again once we get to January. And they probably go back to 3 hours.
This guy goes, people would bury AEW hard if they booked a match like WWE did with the 10. Actually, no, they wouldn't, because it happens every week.
Yeah.
Do I need to go back to Collision? And listen, it was my favorite match on the show. So this is not a burial, but I was watching Collision. And the next thing I know, we have got Nick Wayne versus Action Andretti versus Commander versus Hologram.
Yes.
Why? Well, we had four guys we had to get on the show, just like they had 10 women they had to get on the show.
Got to give Hologram a
Is
W.
the difference that it was men versus women? Because they were both exactly the same thing. We must get these four men on the show somehow. Well, let's make a random four-way. And away we go. Happens in both companies on all shows. Actually, it doesn't happen in both companies on all shows, but happens on AEW regularly. Here is a random match involving people. And again, I'm not complaining because they're usually a lot of fun.
True.
Didn't we have like some wacky, bizarre 10-man tag on Collision like a week ago? I'm pretty sure we did. It was just... Where was it? Yeah, we had Beast Mortos, Hologram, and Dralistico in a three-way. That was just... something to do. You know what I mean? Cash Wheeler, Claudio, and Pac versus Private Party and Commander for the Trios titles? All right. Anyway, back in a moment, Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Sammy didn't win the title. Guess we were talking about that yesterday. He didn't win. He done got beat. So it is Gunther versus Cody Rhodes, as well as Nia Jax versus Liv Morgan. Those are the matches for the WWE Crown Jewel Championship coming up on November 2nd. And then we got a lot of other matches that are in the pipeline for everybody here, including old Braun Breaker and Gunther. I think you're going to see that one coming sooner rather than later. And maybe Goldberg as well, if he can get his shoulder all fixed up. CM Punk's out of action for a little while. It looks like he's going to come back and feud with Seth Rollins at some point. Who, I don't know. People really like singing Seth's song and everything, but he was kind of a real jerk last night. Kind of makes me wonder if maybe he's going to be turning heel at some point.
You didn't like that face he made to Jay when he came out?
He was a real jerk to Jay. He was a real jerk to CM Punk. Fans booed him when he said he was going to retire Punk. I don't know, man. I don't know. We shall see. But that was the that. And Jey Uso beat Xavier Woods for the Intercontinental title in that two-minute match that we saw on television. 4 minutes during the break. 2 minutes of television time.
And then Braun killed everybody. Breaker, that is.
I literally thought I'd been abducted by aliens. I thought I'd had a missing time. It was the weirdest thing. Came back from commercial. They went right to the finish after they had 1 minute before commercial. I thought like I got abducted or I fell asleep or... I literally rewound to the beginning of the match to make sure I'd missed nothing. And I hadn't. It was weird. Anyway, tonight, Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave and I. Brian and Vinny's show is Wednesday. So that's the plan for this week. And we'll talk Title Tuesday, NXT on CW, all that news. And that's the plan. So we're out of here. Thanks for listening, everybody. See y'all in Spokane. Ha ha!